This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, okay, sorry, fix your radios, guys. Boy, my nose is running, sorry, need to clear my throat. Lot of secretions and mucus and goblet cells working overtime today. But, you know, I think you math geeks are going to like this next story, and I'm a math geek. I did really well in math. I went past Calculus 3 to, I think, Analytical Algebra. I don't even remember what I did. Biostats. I, like, went as far as I could in math, even though you didn't need it as a doctor. Like, that was, you know, before we had electronic medical records. Electronic medical records would basically calculate stuff for you if you needed it, you know, like BMI. But I liked math. And I guess there's a headline for us math geeks out there. Yeah, I am a geek. Really? You don't think I'm a geek? Really? Oh, my gosh, I totally think I'm a geek. Thank you. I am cool. I'm totally cool. I am. All right, thank you for thinking me cool. So, I'm such a twerk. Anyway, the International System of Measurements, they say, has been overhauled with new definitions of a kilogram. Some of you guys call it kilogram, you know, like kilos. But it's kilogram. Or is it kilo? I wonder if it should be pronounced kilogram because you have an O, you have a vowel within two letters of another vowel. I've been calling it kilogram. Like, how much do you weigh? I weigh 10 kilograms. All right. So at a meeting in Versailles, France, countries voted unanimously to approve wide-ranging changes that underpin vital human activities like global trade and scientific innovation. The most closely watched change was the revision of the kilo, the measurement of mass. Now, until now, it has been defined as the mass of a platinum-iridium lump, the so-called Grand K, that is kept in a secured vault on the outskirts of Paris. Hold on, I dropped my mouse. This is big. This is juicy. All right, got my mouse. All right, because I got to scroll down. This is good. Yeah, I'm saving paper. So apparently Paris owns the actual kilogram. It's a platinum-iridium lump of something, of platinum-iridium probably. And it has been the world's one true kilo against which all others have been measured since 1889. Well, now they're going to retire it and replace it by a new definition based on a scientific formula. Don't they have better things to do? I mean, if these guys are, like, super smart scientists, can't they, like, crack the cancer code or something? But anyway, in their vote, the countries were unanimous. I mean, finally we see somebody, you know, agree on something. They were unanimous to approve updates to three other key units, the Kelvin for temperature, the ampere for electrical current, and the mole for the amount of a substance. They spelled it wrong. They spelled it M-O-L-E. It's M-O-L. Like the millimole. So the vote was greeted by sustained applause. Woo! Yeehaw! I would love to be in a room of scientists applauding at the change of a kilogram. And 50-plus countries were in attendance. The change will have no discernible impact for most people. Oh, I'll notice it. They say their bathroom scales won't get kinder and kilos and grams won't change in the supermarkets. But the scientists, you know, because they want to look like that they got their, you know, that they're, you know, changing the world. See, because nobody asked for a mathematician that much lately. You know, maybe in engineering firms, but maybe NASA. But everybody did their math in the olden days. We don't, you know. But anyway, they say the change. Well, okay, there are mathematicians out there, and I guess we do need them, but they don't get a lot of glory. So these mathematicians or scientists are like, you know, we want to go viral, dude. We want people to think that we're sexy. I think a mathematician is sexy. Somebody writing on a chalkboard, getting all into a formula, you know. I think it can be. They're all integrals and infinities and their pies. I think it's sexy. Anyway, so they say scientists are hailing the vote as a mini revolution in the field of weights and measures, which underpins vital activities in human trade. And there may be certain redundancies, but we don't care because I don't really know where it's used. And they say the meter, they say all modern mass measurements are traceable back to the Grand K, from micrograms of pharmaceutical medicines to kilos of apples and pears and tons of seals and cement. They say the problem is the international prototype kilogram doesn't always weigh the same. Even inside its three glass bell jars, it gets dusty and dirty, and it's affected by the atmosphere. They say sometimes this little kilogram sucker needs a bath, a bubble bath. I would love to be in charge of bubble bathing the kilogram. Scrub, scrub, scrub. They say the meter, once the length of a bar of platinum and iridium was also kept in Paris, is now defined by the constant speed of light in a vacuum. So a kilogram will be defined by a tiny but immutable fundamental value called Planck constant. And this new definition involves an apparatus called a Kibble balance. Remember Kibbles and Bits? Yeah, nothing to do with that. And the Kibble balance makes use of the constant to measure the mass of an object using a precisely measured electromagnetic force. Okay, so what they're talking about is you got air and you got dust and you got all that, so it's not a true kilogram. It may be a 1.00000001. And mathematics, everything has to be exact. You can't be half-assed in mathematics. So the Kibble balance would redefine the kilogram by giving scientists the most precise measurable yet of the Planck constant. It has a wire coil inside a magnetic field that is suspended from the arm of the balance. Then a kilogram mass is placed onto this arm, exerting a downward force due to gravity. And then this current is passed through a coil, generating a force, the strength of which, obviously, you know, depends on the size of the current. And the current, from what I understand, may prevent stuff from, like, landing on it. So, cool. I'm still confused. If my weight doesn't go down, I don't think I really care. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon have choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Grant from Nashville writes, "Hi Doc, question for you. My wife and I have been married for 18 years. He says we're good, but not good. We live together and are good friends, but I'm worried if I don't spice things up, we'll be more like roommates. What tips can you give?" So this is kind of something that I'm not an expert in, right? Because, I mean, if my husband was listening, he's like, "Dahlia, why don't you try to spice things up?" Well, because I'd have to shave my legs. It's too much work. So, I know what to do. I know exactly what needs to be done. But we also have to be honest about a few things. So, this idea of Grant and his wife being married for 18 years, living together, and are good friends. I think there's a lot of people in that boat where your marriage, it's a partnership. And if you have a successful marriage, you have a really good partnership. A successful marriage isn't one where you guys have sex, you know, five times a week. That's not how we judge a successful marriage. A successful marriage is one where you guys know how to talk. You know how to live together. You know how to deal with problems. Things get done. And you could still be together in one way or another. The problem is there's a lot of loveless marriages out there where you fall out of love with each other, but you're still kind of going through the motions. Now, years ago, we were talking about that on air, and one of my listeners was like, is that really a big deal? Who cares if the love is gone? And, well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm sold on that, because on one end, you need to be together in sickness and in health till death do you part. And it is going to take some baseline love for that. And there's a chance that you think you're in a loveless marriage, and there is still love. You know, sometimes you need to be apart for a little bit to realize how much you love your partner. Got to make sure you don't confuse it with a hatred of being alone, right? Or a habit sort of thing. But to me, a loveless marriage, it's not the best thing, because a very strong emotion we have is love. And if somebody else crosses your path and sparks fly, your marriage could be over. So if there is love anywhere in that marriage, you really want to fan the flame. You really want to keep that spark. They always talk about keep that spark alive, or don't let the spark, don't let the flame go out. They're actually right about that. That's pretty much a pretty good analogy. There has to still be that spark. If not, you guys do just become roommates. Now, mind you, there's a lot of marriages that do that. And they work. They're not alone. They share the expenses. They partner up. So here's Grant that is starting to see that change. But the fact that he says they're good friends, that's a good sign. So, he feels like he needs to spice things up soon. So, I mean, one is, you guys could talk about that. You could say, look, I don't want to be one of those couples where, you know, we only have sex once a year. Or I don't want to be one of those couples where, you know, we're just kind of living together. You know, I love you and I want to know that you're happy and, you know, I want you to know that I'm happy and I want us to, you know, show more emotion in the marriage. That's fair. But then it also may help for a couple to go to a marriage counselor and find out what is the norm. If a couple married together for 28 years, you know, does exactly what you do, I don't want to say it's the norm, because I think you could have a better marriage than the norm, but then you don't worry that your marriage is falling apart and, you know, something's wrong with you. If it's normal for people to lose their sex drive or get sick of each other and need space, then somebody needs to explain that. You know? My husband and my marriage got way better once we stopped working together. Even though I didn't really see him because I was busy a lot, it just, you know, I would resent him for some things, and, you know, he would be like, well, why don't you do it? I'm like, well, why don't you do it? You're less busy than me, and, you know, would fight more about stuff. Now, we hardly fight. So, you can have changes that take place in your marriage, but he's now asking, what could you do to spice things up? Well, one is, actually, before we get there, we need to identify that sex isn't a problem. And by that I mean, you have some women, or men, but mostly women, whose sex drive is dropped, and they want to avoid having sex. So they start to avoid you. because they think if they do sit on the couch next to you or hold your hand or show any intimacy, you're going to, you know, want to jump them. Not jump them, you know, violently, but it's going to mean they want sex. And many women don't know how to tell their husbands, look, I love you. I just don't want to do anything below the waist. I can't explain it, but I love you. And for a guy who has to be in a marriage, a monogamous marriage with no sex, that's hard. That is really hard. And so I think a lot of this becoming roommates happens because she loves you, but she's not in the mood for sex. And so she won't cross certain lines because she doesn't want to give you the wrong idea. So that has to be figured out and dealt with. Because if you do try to spice things up, she might think, okay, you know what? He's getting antsy. He wants sex. I don't want sex. What do I do? And then it falls apart. So before you start to spice things up, you almost need to, and we've talked about this before on air, make it look like sex is the last thing on your mind. And to be honest, it is. The reason why you want to spice things up is because you guys don't want to be in the roommate or friend zone. You want to still be in love with each other. It isn't that you want sex. It's, well, maybe you do, but, you know, it's you want to make sure you two are still close and intimate. So you need to let her know that's why you're doing it. And you can be very open about it. You can say, look, you know, we're going to start doing date night. I want you to be with the man you fell in love with. Don't worry about sex if you're not in the mood for that. You know, in fact, you know, we're going to hold off. We'll pretend we're dating. Okay, we're going to hold off, but we're going to go on some dates. And I am going to take you to places you've never been. Can't always take her to Fuddruckers or Applebee's. Okay? It's got to be different. We're going to have a picnic, or we're going to go travel. Again, don't worry. The sex isn't on my mind. This is, let's start to go out on some dates. And she'll like that. But again, it's got to be different. You know? Maybe send her little romantic texts. Maybe a little baby note, like, I love you. It doesn't have to be exactly like what you did. Maybe a little poem. You know, roses are red, flowers are blue. I had a dream last night. And believe it or not, it wasn't about Pamela Lee Anderson. It was about you or someone. I don't know. I'm not a good poet. But whoever you dream about, I don't know. Put that, you know, little baby things. And again, don't overwhelm a rose every now and then. Because you need to think about, what is she thinking? She's thinking that she wants to be loved, but she also wants to know that you're not going to leave her because she's going through something. Now, once you get her to respond and agree that things should be spiced up, then maybe you guys can broach the sex subject and say, look, I understand your sex drive is down. I don't know if you want to talk to a doctor about it or whatever. You know, I'm here for support. You know, but I would like to be close to you again like we were when you're ready. And, maybe she'll want to investigate more of what's going on, but it's hard. You know, a lot of women, you know, if their bodies aren't designed to, you know, be ready for childbirth, a lot of times the sex drive just drops. But, you know, there are a lot of things that you could do. And make sure to compliment, you know, and ladies too. You know, sometimes you could kind of dress, like if you're going on a date, maybe dress up. You know, maybe try and look pretty. Maybe buy a new perfume. Sometimes those things can really work. I know it sounds stereotypical, but still. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Mo
most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News.
The number of people missing in California's wildfires soared to over 600, and the death toll has risen now to 66. Hundreds of people in Northern California are living in tents in a Walmart parking lot. Now, they've been told that they're going to have to move by the weekend, and President Trump is expected to visit the area on Saturday. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey joined Fox News to talk about the recovery efforts.
We're going to continue to do our absolute best to locate people and reunite them with their friends and family, but at the same time, search the area for people who perished in the fire.
A federal judge on Friday ordered the White House to immediately reinstate CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's security pass, siding with the network and other news organizations in a major lawsuit over press access. In response to the ruling, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders called for decorum at the White House and said there might be some new rules and procedures during press conferences. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a lot of us know that we shouldn't have grapefruit juice when we take medications such as our cholesterol medications, like our statins. Okay, I think we know. If some of you don't know that, yeah, you got to avoid grapefruit juice when you take statin medications and other types of medications, because it can interfere with the metabolism and it can accidentally elevate levels higher in your body than you thought you were taking. And I will give you a great list of medicines grapefruit juice. Sorry about this. Not to be drunk, taken with. However, we have some other, we have some other interactions that we need to talk about. Oh yeah, I forgot, antihistamines. I want to include those. I knew there was some other thing. When it comes to grapefruit juice, you need to avoid taking it with antihistamines like Allegra, statin medications, which we talked about, certain sort of blood pressure medications like Procardia, Plendil. You have to be careful with grapefruit juice and certain antipsychotics, certain benzodiazepines. How many of you did not know that you can't mix Valium and grapefruit juice? If you're on methadone, you can't have grapefruit juice. If you're on Viagra, you're not supposed to drink grapefruit juice if you're on Viagra. And some of you will say, well, good, then I can take half a pill and drink Viagra. No, 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 don't mess with it. Certain immunosuppressants, certain antiarrhythmics. So grapefruit juice is, or eating a grapefruit, is a very, very popular breakfast dish. And some of you even like Greyhounds. It's a very popular night drink. But, no, you got to be careful because it could interfere with a lot of the way your liver makes or metabolizes medications. But there's also other interactions. So in a piece for the paper, The Conversation, a pharmacy fellow at Kingston University, Philip Crilly, reveals some of the most noteworthy interactions with food, drink, and herbal remedies that you need to be aware of. So we already talked about the grapefruit juice and cholesterol management. But also, when I had people on Coumadin or warfarin, we had to be really careful with green leafy vegetables. And for those of you, for those of you guys that are given the blood thinner, you're told you have a list of vegetables to avoid. Well, some of you may forget. Go out and have some salads and vegetables, etc. But supplemented foods that contain vitamin K, such as green leafy vegetables and green tea, could reduce the effect of your blood thinner warfarin by speeding up its removal from the body, meaning that those taking it may suffer serious consequences, including an increased risk of strokes or deep vein thrombosis. So a lot of people on this warfarin are on it, or the Coumadin, because let's say they have something called atrial fibrillation, where the heart, rather than pumping ba-boom, ba-boom, and the blood being pumped out rhythmically and consistently, an atrial fibrillation heart, you have the electrical circuit messed up where it goes boop, ba-doop, boop, 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 and the heart doesn't get good pumps. So blood slushes around and then starts to coagulate. So somebody with atrial fibrillation can, unfortunately, when the heart does have a good pump, throw this clot of coagulated blood up to the brain or other parts of the body. And so that, unfortunately, could put you at risk for a stroke. So we put you on Coumadin, make sure it thins the blood. Whenever you get a new valve for your heart, again, we'll give you a blood thinner. So they say, if you are making any changes in your diet, wife is going vegan, whatever, you need to let them know because they may have to adjust your Coumadin. Now, this a lot of people don't realize. Many of you guys take antidepressants called the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. But if you take it with ibuprofen, you could increase your risk of internal bleeding. Or, you know, so if you start to see dark stools, black stools, or if you start to feel faint or dizzy or stomach cramps, it could be it's because the antidepressant is enhancing the effect of your ibuprofen. And so you might have to be on a stomach-protecting drug. So like some of you guys, you know, you're like, well, look, I was told to take my Zoloft or my Lexapro or my Prozac on a regular basis, and then I get into a car accident and they gave me ibuprofen. Okay. But if you are then given ibuprofen, you better take something to protect the stomach. Now, this one is pretty well-known, but with us ladies, but the guys might not know it. Metronidazole, in brand name Flagyl, is a medication we've taken for a variety of bowel issues, but also women will take it for bacterial vaginosis. And there's even a Metrogel cream that some women use, but some women will take the medication orally. And we know to not drink on it, because if you drink on it, you could get really, really sick. It causes severe nausea and vomiting. Well, a lot more men are taking Flagyl now for GI issues and gastrointestinal bugs because, again, it's generic and insurance companies cover it. So you cannot drink alcohol while you're taking metronidazole or Flagyl. That can be pretty bad. Then, a lot of you are on the birth control pill. Great. But if you take St. John's wort for your moods, to help with depression or, I don't know, anxiety, if you take St. John's wort, that could make your birth control pill less effective. They say St. John's wort is an example of an enzyme inducer. It's a substance that speeds up the breakdown of another substance. By encouraging the breakdown of the other drug at a faster rate than normal, then the other drug becomes less effective. And they say St. John's wort could have that effect on many drugs, including contraceptive pills. By the way, you should never take St. John's wort with an antidepressant, especially an SSRI, because you could put yourself, unfortunately, into serotonin syndrome. So St. John's wort will decrease the effectiveness of the contraceptive pill. So if you have a daughter, and she's on the pill, and she goes, you know, oh, don't worry, Mom, Dad, remember I told you I was a little sad? Don't worry, I found something over the counter, I'm good. No, she's not good. If she's taking St. John's wort, now she could be at risk for birth control not working and then getting pregnant. So, then, calcium supplements and other medications. We take calcium and vitamin D to strengthen our bones, prevent fractures. However, these drugs can also interfere with other, you know, processes that the drugs do. They recommend having a gap between 2 and 6 hours between taking calcium and other drugs. So if you take a medication at night, maybe wait and take your calcium in the morning, or vice versa. Or take it maybe, if you're taking something before a meal, then take it maybe before you go to bed. But they say it's very important that if you are taking any of the drugs, you know, that we talked about, do not stop them. You don't want to, you know, start changing your antidepressant or your blood pressure medication or your cholesterol medication. But what's very interesting is we have a lot of people popping pills. And not just medication, pharmaceuticals, popping a lot of supplements. Now that we have all these health food stores and all this advertising, there's people going, okay, I could take this vitamin, or I could take this, or I could take this supplement. Everybody's into supplements. And it's because you see some of these healthy people and skinny and good-looking people going, yep, my trainer told me to get this, my trainer told me to get this. Yeah, I can't tell you how many people told me to buy a supplement. It did jack diddly squat. You really got to eat healthy. Again, you want to eat green leafy vegetables, but you got to be careful if you're on Coumadin. But still, the key is going to these supplements, you know, for your calcium and your vitamin D, I get that. If you need more, you need to do it. But if you could eat the cottage cheese, right, and get some calcium, if you could eat the fish to get your fish oil, that's probably one of the smartest things to do. But it's amazing. I see people and they, well, you know what, I'm starting to do that too. I have to take vitamin D. I'm on max citrate. I'm on, now I'm on, you know, hormones, right, for, because I'm starting to go through the change. I know I told you I'm 29. I'm a 29-year-old then going through the change. And, you know, I start to go, gosh, I'm starting to take some stuff. Like, do I really want to mix it? And then, if every now and then I want to take a Tylenol or I want to take an ibuprofen, you know, I just double check going, okay, that's not going to hurt if I take vitamin D or something like that. So, see, I taught you something. 1-877, Doc Sally.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So really quickly here, Jenny O Turkey Products, some have had to be recalled amid a salmonella outbreak. The U.S. Department of Agriculture on Thursday said it was issuing a recall for more than 91,000 pounds of turkey products made by a Wisconsin company. And this recall came a week before Thanksgiving, and one day after Consumer Reports called on the agency to disclose which company or companies have been linked to a recent salmonella outbreak that has sickened more than 160 people in 35 states and killed at least one person. Now, the products made by Jenny O. Turkey Store Sales of Barron, Wisconsin, were not specifically linked to the reported illnesses and death, but they may be associated with the outbreak, according to the USDA, the products. So the agency noted that its Food Safety and Inspection Service unit was continuing to investigate illnesses associated with the widespread outbreak, and additional products from other companies may be recalled. So what did they recall? Well, the 93% lean Jennie-O ground turkey, the taco seasoned ground turkey 85% leaned, and the Italian seasoned ground turkey. The use-by dates are of October 2nd. So this isn't necessarily big turkeys that you are going to, you know, be thawing out next week. But right now we have 160 people in 35 states and one person who has died by a salmonella outbreak that they have linked to turkey products. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. They say the states most affected by the outbreak include Minnesota, with 17 people being ill, Illinois, California, New York, and Texas. The death had occurred in California, according to the CDC, but the details of the death have not yet been made to the public. So salmonella, as you know, can be found not only on raw poultry, but also in dry foods. Conagra Brands had to recall 2.4 million boxes of Duncan Hines cake mix because of a link to salmonella. And the CDC estimates salmonella causes about 1.2 million illnesses a year. You get diarrhea, fever, abdominal cramps. This could last up to 7 days. Most of the time, the illnesses will go away on its own. However, it could be more severe in elderly and infants, and for some people, they may become dehydrated. Now, a Houston company had to recall nearly 7,000 pounds of chicken salad. I love chicken salad. I don't like ready-made chicken salad, though. I'm not that good with that. Let me make my own chicken salad. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture on Wednesday announced this recall by Ron's Home Style Foods. 7,000 pounds were produced in package October 22nd. To Texas retailers, I believe the company is Ron's Home Style Foods out of Houston. Anyway, they list a whole bunch. But this isn't because of salmonella. They're worried about listeria. And listeria can cause diarrhea, fever, muscle aches, headaches, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, and convulsions. Again, why the heck? Now, you know, we are hearing recalls. Just because there's a recall doesn't necessarily mean somebody is getting sick. What I think it is now the government is getting on top of things and making sure that we have less issues in the future. So I think they're starting to get their act together. Maybe they hired more people. Maybe they decided to redirect their focus. But I think now they're starting to be a little bit more on top of food and what's coming out. There is a mom that I guess has been suing the dentist that she believes... Oh, darn, now I'm having some computer issues. Apparently there's a dentist in which a three-year-old girl had died while she was taking care of her. And right now we have a pretty emotional day in court. She's from Kailua. And she's accused of recklessly causing the death of a young patient. The mother of three-year-old Finley Boyle had taken the stand, and now the dentist has taken the stand. Lily Geyer, it was her first, I guess, dentist she's ever seen. And after an evaluation on November 7th, 2013, Ashley Puleo, her mom, says she was told Finley had 10 cavities and needed 4 baby root canals. Then a dental technician mixed the sedatives and gave them to the baby. Mom said they waited in the reception area at Island Dentistry for Children for the drugs to kick in,
Then in about 30 minutes, the little girl became loopy and began losing her balance. The technician came in, she said, picked Findlay up, took her into the back room. She assured me that Findlay was all settled in and comfortable. But she hadn't seen the dentist up to that point. She said she stepped out, got a cup of coffee, got a phone call from the office shortly after, saying everything with the baby, with her daughter, is going great. Now, Paleo is a registered nurse. She said the call made her uncomfortable, so she headed back to the office. Back in the reception area, she said she saw people quickly walking back and forth to her daughter's room. Then she saw a team of emergency medical technicians. I would have just lost it. She said, I saw their backs just going, running that way toward the room. At the point, I just threw my stuff down and ran back there. Apparently, the girl had stopped breathing. She was taken to Castle Medical Center, later transported to Kapi'olani Medical Center. And Paleo says Findlay never woke up and died a month later in hospice care. Now, the attorney for the dentist, Michael Green, grilled the mother about why she didn't tell the dentist that Findlay was diagnosed with a viral upper respiratory infection just hours before Geyer evaluated the little girl on November 7th. He pointed to the medical history paperwork saying that Findlay did not have respiratory problems. He said, you think the dentist had a right to know that information to decide if she wants to treat the little girl? Do you think she had a right to know? So now the mom, going through all this, right, you know, gets grilled. We're hearing the dentist takes a stand. And apparently there's been some contention whether the kid had an upper respiratory infection. But the reason why I'm kind of bringing this up, dentist said that she and everyone in her office did everything possible to save her life, is we take a lot of things for granted. Now, we have dental procedures, we have medical procedures all the time. And 99.999% of the time, everything is fine. But you have the once-in-a-blue-moon chance that something doesn't go right. And we had a little kid here with multiple cavities, and they will sedate the kid. The problem is unfortunately for this kid, the sedation caused a reaction. And the kid died. If a child had an upper respiratory infection, could that have been enough? Yeah, it could have. But a lot of us, you know, we don't necessarily think that an upper respiratory infection could possibly have any impact. We think that, you know, the average person does have maybe a cough or cold or sniffles or whatever. And because we are able to go to school and work and, you know, still go about our day having an upper respiratory infection, we don't realize that once you, you know, take in an anesthetic, that could, you know, be life or death. You know, I remember when my son had his tonsils out, the doctor said, look, if at all he starts coughing a day or two before the day of, we have got to cancel the surgery. And I remember going, please don't cough, please don't cough. Yeah, because I'm like, I really needed him to have the surgery. That's how, you know, work was set up. He was ready. We already had him in the mindset. I just didn't want to postpone it. But you see how stupid? What if he did start coughing? Would I have been inclined to lie? I wonder if some parents do. They're like, no. You know what? I know. My kid is fine. So I don't know what happened. And it's really unfortunate when you hear these very rare cases of some anesthetic complication that happens with the anesthesia. But if you have anything going on the day of you needing any anesthesia or any procedure, you have got to be open and upfront. And I understand, you know, not every day is a perfect day. But it's just, you know, things can unfortunately happen. And so, you know, pediatric dentists and family dentists, they are really, really careful when it comes to medications and mixtures and things like that. And who knows, maybe a technician messed something up, or maybe it did have to do with the cold, but tragic nonetheless. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Rebel. trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.